This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Sturgill Simpson has a lot to say about the current state of the country music industry, and while he's never really kept his feelings to himself, he's done holding back. Minutes before the Academy of Country Music named the first recipient of the Merle Haggard Spirit Award, the crossover star published an 1,100-word essay, quote, venting about the unjust treatment of a bona fide American music legend. In this essay, he condemned the exploitive way the industry has celebrated Haggard since his death in April of this year, noting how the country music industry contributed to Haggard's feeling, quote, forgotten and tossed aside in the last decade of his life and career in favor of the mainstream artists and sound. Country music has been, quote, pumping down rural America's throat for the last 30 years, along with all the high school pageantry, meat parade award show, and goes on from there. As big of a country music heavyweight as Sturgill Simpson has become in the last couple of years, it's hard to see whether his justified words will see any sort of vindication. The real-life trials and tribulations of musicians continue to feed into the revenue machines of the television industry. Lifetime's jumping on the Britney bandwagon, working to create a Lifetime original movie based on the professional and personal life of Britney Spears, a project that reportedly does not have the blessing of Spears herself. At the same time, actor and music producer Damon Dash is working to create a brutally honest television series based on the rise and fall of Rockefeller Records, the label co-founded by Dash, Kareem Burke, and Sean Carter. The label gave starts to rappers like Jay-Z and Kanye West before selling out to the Island Def Jam group in 2005 after relations tensed between the label's founders. Both projects are projected to debut next year. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.